Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clem. A man has been taken to Wollongong Hospital with burns to his arm after a workplace incident in East Nowra earlier this afternoon. Police, fire and ambulance attended a home in Vendetta Street after an industrial machine exploded while being operated by the man. He remains in a stable condition and WorkCover is investigating. Member for Whitlam, Stephen Jones, is welcoming his party's new workplace policy aimed at providing more secure work. The Fair Work Commission would be given extra power to make sure casuals have greater protection. Gig economy workers would also have access to more entitlements. Mr. Jones has told 2ST's Graham Day that COVID-19 has really shone a spotlight on some of the problems in the workplace.
One in four Australian workers are in some form of very insecure work, whether they're labour hire, whether they're on a sham contract, or whether they're a long-term casual. We want a system which separates the people who are genuinely contractors, genuinely casuals, or genuinely labour hire from those who are essentially being exploited in the workplace.
Police are appealing for public assistance to find a woman who's gone missing from Narrawolly. 72-year-old Janet Digby was last seen on Thursday, February 4. Police hold concerns for her welfare, given she has a condition that requires medication. She's believed to be travelling in a blue Hyundai sedan with registration BSN60E and may be travelling to the Churros Head area. Janet is described as being of Caucasian appearance, about 150 to 155 centimetres tall, with a thin build, brown hair and brown eyes. A surf therapy program has been launched at Jarrowa this morning to help veterans struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder, depression and anxiety. The $280,000 pilot program will assist 100 vets over the next 12 months and follows on from a similar program being offered in the United States. One of the organisers, Rick Meehan, says getting in the ocean can really help vets in more ways than one.
I think it's all about a calming effect and getting, if they're feeling down, they just want to hop in the water and relax, and they find up other veterans who are doing it, and they all get together as a bit of camaraderie. Apparently the water is very soothing and calming to them mentally and physically as well. They're not out there to be a pro surfer, it's just about a surfer enjoying the water and the impact of the water and surfing with mates.
And cattle producers across the Highlands have had one of their best seasons ever. Grass production has been excellent because of the recent rain. The only problem has been finding enough stock. Livestock agent Ben Highmarsh says we've also had a good influx of Sydney siders looking for a change in lifestyle.
Some really good people too down here as far as, you know, with COVID and all the negatives it's brought. To me, it's been a little bit positive with some of the Sydney clientele that we've that have moved down here that are embracing our area really well and really interested and passionate about the land they've purchased and the livestock they run. So it's good. I think it's quite good. I think it's very good.
2SC's Locker Room.
Gerringong Lions coach Mick Cronin has decided it's time to hang up the clipboard. After 12 years, 10 grand finals and 5 Group 7 premierships at the helm of the Lions, he says it's time to give someone else a go. He's told the South Coast Register he has no doubt he will miss it, but he's at peace with his decision. And 2 trial matches are taking place next month for the Southern Highlands Hockey representative sides. That includes under-15s and under-18s for both boys and girls. Players will have to nominate and take part in the trials to be considered for selection. That's the latest local news, sport and info. For more news 24/7 and the greatest hits all day, check out 2st.com.au.